This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick, in for Antonio Gonzalez. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy's first address to the Alaska Federation of Natives endured an interruption Thursday by protesters who sang and beat drums. Several attendees at the gathering in Fairbanks stood with raised fists, their backs to the governor. AFN co-chair Will Mayo quelled the protest, urging the audience to show respect for the annual convention's invited guest. Dunleavy is coming off a rocky start in office and is currently facing a recall challenge. He disagreed publicly with AFN over proposed budget decisions and drew sharp rebukes for budget vetoes that would have eliminated or severely hampered programs widely supported by Alaska Natives. He was forced to restore much of the funding after two subsequent special legislative sessions. Dunleavy took a more conciliatory tone in his AFN address, promising a more inclusive budget process the next time around.
We all know the budget discussions were very difficult and at times contentious this past year. I will be the first to say, as governor, I must take responsibility for my part in this process, and I will work hard to ensure the budget process goes much more smoothly this year. I will make every effort to incorporate the perspective of all Alaskans.
AFN's stated theme for this year's convention is good government, directly aimed at focusing discussions on the areas Dunleavy's vetoes targeted: public education, health care, Head Start, and public safety. A massive federal project designed to prevent flooding along the Missouri River is creating problems in South Dakota. Some tribal officials say the series of dams built in the 1950s have created problems for farmers on reservation land. In fact, some tribes are still struggling to find a solution. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's China Lockett has more.
BIA Route 3 runs along part of the Moreau River. When chunks of winter ice melt mix with heavy spring rainfalls, the water can rise by 20 feet and run over the gravel road. Sometimes floodwater makes potholes in gravel sections, and in other places, it carves out chunks of pavement and can wear down culverts. Tracy Zephyr is the attorney general for the Cheyenne River Tribe.
Floods that would have only occurred maybe once every 100 years, catastrophic floods, are now occurring, you know, every 10 years.
Zephyr says there are smaller floods almost every year, and she attributes some of the flooding to the Owyhee Dam. In the 1950s, the Army Corps of Engineers installed several dams in the region as part of the Missouri River Flood Control Project. The dams prevent flooding in downstream states and create hydropower. Zephyr says the Owyhee Dam and a bridge that crosses the Moreau River are causing problems.
But now, because of the short bridge and the dam and the sediment building up, when it does flood, it's leaving literally feet of sediment on what was formerly productive, you know, rangeland and farmland, and it's making it completely unusable.
Zephyr says the tribe has been telling the federal government about the problems since the dam was installed. When she urges that the Army Corps should be responsible for removing the sediment,
their response is, well, we don't have funds to do that. So if you want this done, you're going to have to go to Congress and have them appropriate us funds to be able to do that. Otherwise, we can't do it.
Zephyr says the flooding will get worse if sediment continues to collect. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe filed a lawsuit against the federal government over the matter in 2003. The government offered to settle, but the tribe has refused because it wants a solution, not a one-time financial compensation. For National Native News, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.
To hear the full story and learn about the Cheyenne River Tribe's ongoing lawsuit, visit sdpb.org. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.